What's up, everyone? Before I start this podcast, I did want to give a brief update on my channel. So you may have noticed already, but I have changed my channel name as well as my podcast name. It's no longer going to be The Weekly Wolf. And the reason I decided to change that is because I didn't want to commit myself to something weekly in case I couldn't think of anything to talk about or didn't have anything of importance to talk about. And also, I changed my YouTube channel name because I do post other things besides the podcast. I post like video game reviews sometimes and gameplay and other thoughts. So if you haven't seen it, I did change my name. I changed it to Rose or Wolf Rose Productions. And so this channel will host my podcast. I changed the name of the podcast. The actual name of the podcast is They Write Books About These Sort of Things, or They Write Books for short. And I got that title from a song by a band called Say Hi that I used to listen to. And it's always been one of my favorite songs, and I just felt that that title matched the topics that I've been talking about in my podcast better than The Weekly Wolf. So from now on, that's going to be podcast name, and this is going to be the channel name. So I did want to give everyone a brief update on that. Okay, so now on to the podcast. What's up, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. They Write Books About These Sort of Things. This is number 4, and I have several topics I want to talk about today. But the first topic I want to talk about, it's not necessarily a serious topic, but it is something that I wanted to kind of get off my mind, is the topic of Facebook. Now, I've been deactivating and reactivating my Facebook because I just can't make up my mind about it, but I ended up deactivating it again yesterday. And I'm going to try to keep it that way because Facebook right now is just, I don't have use for it. And it's not the same as it was when it first started. So I'm 30 years old, so Facebook came around when I was about near the end of high school. And so I used it towards the end of high school, and I used it some in college. And it's really changed dramatically from what it once was. Now, if you go on Facebook, I've noticed a lot of the people on my friends list are using it less and less, and some of my friends have never really used it at all, or they just stopped using it completely and they moved on to other social media platforms, or they're just not using anything. And the reason for that is just how much that it's changed. First off, I do not like the targeted ads. Because you could search for something on your phone or on the internet. And I mean, it's like this for plenty of websites, but especially on Facebook. Facebook already gathers so much information. Like, there's just a lot of privacy concerns with that, but they'll target ads with you on things that you've searched for just on your phone or on the internet. If you go on Facebook too, especially during these times, it's pretty much a political minefield. Everybody's arguing, everybody's fighting. It's basically, when I look at my feed, it's just a series of news posts. Like, if I want to read the news, I'm going to go to a news website, or I'll look at the news on TV. I don't need to see it all throughout my Facebook feed. And then it's just comments of people arguing or people posting videos that contradict others' beliefs and those other people's beliefs. And it's depressing, essentially. It's a depressing political minefield full of misinformation. People post stuff all the time that's fake, and people will believe it on Facebook, and it will spread around and it will go viral. And it's full of misinformation. And if you try to tell someone that this is not a real article, they'll get on you about it, they'll argue with you. And like, occasionally there'll be something on Facebook that's worth something. Like, my friend might post pictures of his birthday party or something like that. And that's fine, because that reminds me of what Facebook kind of used to be. I feel like Instagram has taken more people are using Instagram now. I don't use Instagram at all, but I know because Instagram is just pictures. You know, you don't have to be write these overly political messages or try to, I don't know, try to point out your views on things at every chance you can in a status. And if it's not news, then it's like it's a bunch of memes, which memes are great, they're funny. But if all I'm going on Facebook for is to look at a bunch of memes, I don't really see any point of it. Because the people that I talk to, I can just text. I can use Facebook Messenger. Like you can have your Facebook deactivated and you can still use Facebook Messenger, which I think is the most important thing about Facebook. Because every time I get on Facebook, I just feel like I've just wasted my time and my energy. And you know, you can get addicted to it, and all you're being addicted to is just scrolling through a bunch of feeds of misinformation and just nightmares, pretty much. Just bad news posted everywhere. I mean, you could see that on any news outlet, but you know, on Facebook, it's full of toxicity. It seems like it's full of negativity. Go on and on about this, but it's definitely not what it used to be. I definitely don't use it for any purposes anymore. The one really positive thing I can think about over the years is that I used it to, you know, message my soon-to-be. Well, I not soon to be my future wife. You know, I used it to ask her out somewhere. You know, because I was shy of doing it in class. So that's probably the only positive thing I can think about right now with it. But there's also I've also used Facebook to catch up on friends that I haven't talked to in years, and that's like I said, that's Facebook Messenger. So that's actually a completely separate app on its own. You don't even have to have a. You can have your Facebook deactivated and still use Messenger. So I'm not even really talking about the Messenger part. I do want to know people's opinions and thoughts about it. If you were one of the ones that got into Facebook when it was first going on, if you're around my age, or do you think that has changed? Do you still use it anymore? Did you ever use it? Did you have any positive experiences with it, negative experiences? Just let me know, you know, in the comments below, or you can send me a message about it. I just want to know people's thoughts because it's definitely different than what it was. I mean, it was even, you know, it was starting to go down the hill in college too, because a lot of it was just like for a while it was just like a lot of game requests. You get like hundreds of game requests from Farmville, and I remember those games were big back when I was in college, and that kind of died out. And now it's just like full of ads and like I said, just people arguing back and forth. Yeah, if you could just let me know in the comments, or it is an interesting topic for me. But I'm gonna move on now. I'm gonna be talking about something else. The topic I want to talk about is parenthood, essentially, because I am a parent. And parenthood overall is just a crazy concept. When you think about it, you're raising a human being, and it's incredibly scary and rewarding at the same time. It's incredibly scary because their life is on your hands. You are the one raising them. You have to do all you can to protect them and care for them. And that's the incredibly scary and difficult part of parenthood. You know, I've mentioned in my last podcast, I mentioned a lot of positive things about parenthood. But you do, there is so much work involved in it. And it can be scary because you want if you as a parent, you want your child to grow up healthy. You want them to develop the right way. You want them to make sure they're eating the right things and they're getting clean properly. Sometimes that can be difficult because the child may not want to do that. They may not want to eat these type of things, or they may not want to stop a certain habit. They might not want to get their teeth brushed one night, and that can be disheartening because you can be sometimes parents can be hard on their kids, but they're being hard because they want them to do the things that they ask them to do so they can grow up to be healthy. And essentially, you know, a parent's job is never over. You're always going to be a parent of your kid. Even when they move out of the house and they go to be have their own family. But, you know, as you're raising them and protecting them and caring for them, there is a certain point that you do have to kind of let go because they're older now, and you want them to go on and live their own life. I remember that when I first met my, you know, when I met my now she's my wife, but and we were dating and such, that my mother was kind of acting a little strange with things. She was arguing with me a lot. My mother was arguing with me a lot, and it's like she didn't want me to be with someone. She just wanted me to be with her or something like that. And to me, and it was something I'd never seen before, and it kind of, you know, broke our relationship a little bit. And to me, like I mentioned, as a parent, you shouldn't do that. You need to let your kid live their own life, and you know, once you've raised them to be the best that you hope they can be, you just gotta let go sometimes. You know, you're always gonna be their parent, and you'll be there when you need them to be, but you do kind of just need to let them go. And I'm speaking about this because I'm just thinking about my own experiences. But being a parent, especially a parent of a young child, is especially scary. Especially during these times, because we don't know what school is going to be like. I'm assuming we're either not going to go back at all, or we're going to go back at limited capacities. But I know we're still going to all have to wear masks. We're going to have stay 6 feet apart. You know, wearing masks, because I teach elementary students, wearing masks is going to be difficult for teaching, because when you're teaching like sounds, letter sounds and such, and I'm thinking of speech therapy, there's speech therapy in my school. You have to see people's mouths move. Some of these English sounds sound the same. Some of the letters sound the same. And you have to see the person speaking. You have to see their voice and how they voice it. How their mouth move is a critical part of teaching letters and letter sounds and speech. So I don't know how we're going to do that if we're going to have to wear masks all day. I mean, that's really going to hinder a child's learning. I would assume the teacher would just take it off just for that, you know, just to teach that sound. But still, it's a sound you're going to be teaching a lot, especially like in kindergarten and first grade and such. And speech, like speech therapy, I don't know how you can have a mask on during speech therapy. That just sounds crazy to me. But I can just imagine all the parents right now just scared out of their minds. What are they going to do when their kid goes back to school? What are they going to do when a kid is starting school? You know, parenthood is very stressful. It is a very difficult job, but at least to me, it's one of the most rewarding jobs in the world. It is very stressful because if your child's not listening to you or doing something that you ask them to do, it's disheartening because you're only telling them to do something for their best interest, at least in my case. Like, for example, you want your child to brush their teeth because you don't want their teeth to rot. And if they fight about that, I mean, you can't just physically force a toothbrush in their mouth and hold them down. You know, what do? That's why they have things like electric toothbrushes that sing, or Nintendo actually came out with something called Pokemon Smile, which is really neat. It's like I've actually used it with my own child. It's a little Pokemon game, and has the teeth up on screen and you're brushing the germs away and you're catching Pokemon. That's why companies like these have stuff like that, like Pokemon Smile, or there's like this baby shark toothbrush that sings as you're brushing your teeth, because they know how difficult something like that is. Or like giving medicine to your child. What do you do if your child's not taking the medicine that a doctor's prescribed? I mean, eventually, if they're not taking it, you are going to have to hold them down. And that can be heartbreaking because you don't want to do that, but the child won't understand that they need to take the medicine. These are just examples that I'm just thinking of that any parent could run into. You know, when a child's a little baby, that can be very stressful too, because you don't want your child getting sick. And like, we're in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic and everyone's having these babies. And I just think just how scared they might be that something could happen to the baby. And I know, like, the coronavirus, I don't think it's really affecting young kids and babies, so I think it's fine. But just overall, you know, if you have a new baby, you know, it can be scary to have them exposed to certain things. It's scary when your child gets sick and you don't know why they're sick, and you've tried everything you can do, staying up late in the middle of the night, and the child's just not getting any better, and that can be very scary. There's just so much to parenthood that, you know, people don't mention. You might have families say, hey, when are you going to have another kid? Or when are you going to start raising your family? Or get us a grandson? And, you know, parenthood is very hard. Like, you really have to be smart about your decision if you plan to have a child. It's very rewarding, but it's also very stressful, and it's just very overwhelming too, because there's also the factor that parents themselves don't have a lot of time to themselves if they have a young child. And that can be hard too, trying to find ways to get time to yourself or to do things that you like to do, because you're going to need that as a parent. You're going to need that break, especially if you work full time and then you come home and you parent. You gotta try to at least make some kind of time for yourself. And that's what I love about the Nintendo Switch. I'm going to plug the Nintendo Switch for a minute, because the Nintendo Switch is a handheld system capable of playing, you know, games that you typically play on a TV. And to me, it's been a lifesaver, because if someone's using the TV in my house, pretty much someone's using a TV in my house a lot, like my child uses a TV a lot, you know, I can play my Switch. Or I can find time, you know, at night to just play my Switch for a little bit, because it's handheld. I can do it for a quick little bit or an hour or two, and feel like I've done something for myself. You know, the Nintendo Switch has been wonderful for parenthood. Pretty much any handheld system like that is going to be great. If you're a new parent and you like to game, you know, you might not necessarily get to play like the latest games on the Xbox or the PS PlayStation. But at least if you like gaming in some fashion, you can get gaming out of the Switch. And I could make a whole video on the Nintendo Switch and how it's been great for parenthood. But I'm just going to touch on it briefly here, and I'll save that for another podcast. But I am going to wrap things up for now. I'm going to stick with these topics that I've talked about and just end the podcast there. But I appreciate everyone who's watching. Again, if you like this podcast, this video, give it a like, give it a dislike, leave a comment. Subscribe if you want to, and thanks for listening.